the Saturday Light Brigade. It's the anniversary, number 100 of the birth of Woody Guthrie, and we'll have more songs for Woody Guthrie throughout the morning, as we have been doing. But I also want to take a moment now to introduce you to two people who have been doing some great things over the past few years. In particular, it's a pleasure, well, not in particular, but Adam McGregor, it's a pleasure to welcome you back. It's a pleasure to have Sri here, too. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on, Larry.
I'm happy to do so. And with you, it's Sri, is it Babu?
Yeah.
I got it correct, Sri. Babu, you were just helping me with my I'm getting better with my Indian pronunciations. So let's talk a little bit about Cry America to those who don't know the organization.
Sure.
Adam?
Sure. So Cry America is a nonprofit organization. We were founded in the United States in 2003. This is our 10th year, so happy anniversary or happy birthday to Woody Guthrie and happy 10th anniversary to Cry America. That's something that we're celebrating this year. A lot of the work that we do focuses on restoring basic rights to children in India and in the United States. These kinds of projects that we support in India with our fundraising here, they cover the whole range of child rights, rights to education, rights to health care, rights to freedom from situations where kids might need to go to work rather than go to school in some of the very poorest communities throughout India.
And these, one thing, these are situations where the laws and regulations are there, but people aren't aware of them.
Correct.
It's not even necessarily purposeful exploitation. It's simply, we didn't get the memo. Here's the way we do things now, all right?
Right. In a lot of cases throughout India where you have a lot of poverty in both like the rural areas and in the cities and that kind of thing, and where there are different kinds of services that the government should be providing, like public schools, like livelihood opportunities for parents so that they have enough income so that they don't have to, you know, resort to things like, you know, pulling their kids out of school, or if there is no school available, you know, sending their kids to, you know, help out with household expenses, you know, and you know, working in the communities. You know, these are the kind of things that Cry America looks at as really harmful to kids, because we believe that kids, every child deserves a childhood. Fundamentally, that's something that we believe. And a lot of our work is focused on really making sure that kids' rights aren't violated. You know, we look at kids as full citizens, right? In our work, that's one of the real driving factors, you know, behind what we do. If somebody is being deprived of their right to an education, if somebody is being deprived of their right to early childhood health care so that they remain healthy, if somebody's being deprived of the proper food that they need to grow up strong and healthy, then those are things that we focus on through our work in India and the U.S.
Now, Sri, tell me more about your involvement. First, were you born in India?
Yes.
Let me get your microphone on such that we can hear you. My apologies for that. You were born in India?
Yes, I was born and brought up in India.
And are you here temporarily in the United States?
Yes, I just came here for my grad school. And now I'm working in Pittsburgh.
That was great. And what did you come to study?
I did my master's in computer science.
I see. And you, I would imagine, have some familiarity with the situations Adam was just talking about.
Yes, sure. I have worked in a number of nonprofits, with a number of nonprofits when I was in my undergrad. One specific incident which comes to my mind is we used to go to a place, an orphanage near our undergrad college. It was like really inaccessible. In a sense, we had to walk like 3 miles to go and meet the kids there and kind of tutor them with whatever they needed. They were going to a public school nearby, which was again like another 2-3 miles. And that area was not really you know, very safe for the kids to walk, and there was no parents helping the kids, taking them to school or anything. So those are kind of things which I've experienced working with the nonprofits in India.
It is incredible that things we take for granted, just the very basic human needs for children, not only in India, but also in parts of the United States, are not occurring. And while Cry America is focusing on India, I know you've got to focus on the United States as
right,
well.
Right, right. So we support 21 projects all throughout India. You know, we work in, you know, from everywhere, east, west, north, and south in India. We also support 4 projects in the United States, and those include the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. We work with the Child Welfare League of America, and we also work with Voices for America's Children. And these are all organizations that are really working to instill basic rights for kids in the United States and looking to restore those kinds of things where we see problems, you know, with kids not receiving the proper education that they're entitled to under U.S. law. Different kinds of just a lot of the same kind of issues, like you were saying, that we see in some, you know, of the poorest communities in India. They hold true the world over.
Now, Adam and I both, and I would imagine Sri, enjoy policy issues and talking about them. But tomorrow is not all about policy and learning. It's also music. And in just a moment, we are going to hear from Toys du Jour. I think we're about ready to go. Toys du Jour is one of the groups that's going to be playing tomorrow. And I can only describe, well, you've heard Toys du Jour on the radio before. And I'm not even going to describe them. I'm going to let you try to figure it out. But they'll be part of tomorrow's group or tomorrow's performances. And also Jen Gooch is going to be there. And is it Michael Doden? Rachel or
Michael
Raquel.
Golden and yeah. Rachel Karras. That's okay.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael's coming back this year, actually. He's performed the last couple of years in a row, but he plays tabla, which is the pair of Indian drums.
Yeah, and Rachel's on viola.
Uh-huh.
I see.
So that's going to be a really interesting sort of fusion performance there. And they're also playing with Eric Rogers, who's going to be playing mandolin. So it should be a very interesting performance.
Well, it doesn't get more interesting than Toys du Jour. And here is a sample. You can put that on your next CD. Doesn't get more interesting than Toys du Jour. Larry Berger, Saturday Light Brigade. Let's take a listen to Toys du Jour. Thank you. And that's Toys du Jour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And that is a pretty cool sound out here. Let's step up to the mic here just so we can learn more about Toys du Jour. What got you interested in being part of Cry America? I think, is this the third year? Were you there last year? No, first year.
We were just invited this
year.
Oh,
how nice. Well, I'm glad you're going to be part of it. I'm sure you've got some interest in the cause as well as in performing to be part of this awareness-raising event so folks know about conditions in India and ways to help.
Absolutely, we're interested. We just learned about the organization and the event itself, actually.
And what instruments did we have there for people? There was ukulele. You've got some drums with you in case you're listening at home trying to figure out how this all comes together. There's an electric drill somewhere along the lines. That didn't appear yet, did it?
And a telephone.
And a telephone. But the electric drill is for the violin, and it did not appear yet.
Okay, but it will appear eventually.
Maybe.
What have you guys been up to lately?
Well, we just played a benefit show, actually two in a row for Just Harvest. Playing a lot around Pittsburgh, local shows.
That was a great touring band called Oh Death that came through, and we got to play with them, and they were really good.
Oh Death, as in Oh Death, please spare me, the Rob Stanley.
Not the song.
No.
But well, I think the name maybe came from the song, but that's the name of the band.
I like it. I like it a lot. I'm trying to picture Oh Death on a marquee. I think it would work.
We just finished our second album, and we're a two-piece now with a projectionist who isn't here today because that seemed a little silly.
Yeah, for radio, we would have to have a descriptive audio for that. We'd have to describe what's on the projector as you play.
And we're about to do our tour for the CD, and that's about it.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're here so early, and we're going to have another song in just a moment from the group. It's the Saturday Light Brigade. Toys du Jour is the group, and I'm glad that you encouraged that they be on today with you, Sri and Adam, because they really help exemplify just some of the variety, frankly, in the community and the way people are coming together. Now, there's going to be lots of food tomorrow, too. This is all free. I mean, you can just come to Flagstaff Hill and enjoy it. Now, the food, I suspect, will have a little price tag on it. But
yeah, we do ask for a donation for the food. But for about $10, you can get a great Indian meal. We have food that's been donated by a number of area restaurants like India Palace downtown, Udupi Cafe in Monroeville, Namaste India, and The Mint. I think they're located in Green Tree, and India on Wheels in Oakland, and Coriander in Squirrelville. They have all been very kind in offering some amazing food that you're going to have a great variety of menu items to choose from on Sunday.
Terrific. So, seeing folks coming together in this way is great. We actually have a pretty strong Indian community here in Pittsburgh. Sri, I don't know if you've got a good sense of that overall, but by the number of stores and restaurants I see, it looks like the population here in our area of people either born in India or having continued families here in the Pittsburgh area is growing significantly.
I agree. I have been to a number of events here, and I do see a lot of Indians coming up, and even for these fundraisers, they come up and they want to help in a way they can, you know, so that's a great thing.
Now, we do have Toys du Jour with us as part of the music. We'll run down all of the music in just a moment, but the violin is out with a bow. And
sorry.
The drum. Oh, that's okay.
Sorry, I hit it when you guys were talking.
Oh, well, that's okay.
It was an accident.
Oh, sorry. It was good that you hit it. I thought you did that to just, it knew it was here. It was like
accent.
Coughing. It was like saying, don't forget, I'm here. This is sort of more or less a bodiless electric violin, which is kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
It's just got the basic bones that you need to play it, and now you're going to get a chance to hear it, Toys du Jour. The Saturday Light Brigade. I like you guys sing together so well. That's Toys du Jour. We're going to take a station break, just a little station break. Then we are going to come back and catch some more about Cry America. We'll have another song coming up from Toys du Jour. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's birthday time. We have a lot of birthdays to pass along. Leading off with Concert Series. They're from West Virginia. They perform live at 11 o'clock this morning. Right now, a segment for you with Adam McGregor, who is here representing Cry America and so many things that are taking place tomorrow. Suri Babu is also here. And let's talk just a little bit more about what you can learn at tomorrow's festival. We've been talking about the importance of education in terms of children's rights in India and here in our country. And tomorrow's a festival you can enjoy on its surface, you know, lots of great things, or you can use it as a chance to educate yourself about what's going on. Adam?
Absolutely. You know, education is, it's so important. I mean, to kids the world over, of course. I mean, in India especially, once kids have the opportunity to go to school, we really see that as a real staircase out of poverty. Providing that opportunity, though, is the real challenge in a lot of the areas where we work, because as Sri was mentioning before and as we were talking a little bit about, in a lot of communities throughout India, there are no accessible schools. These are public schools, which are supposed to be in operation. They're government-funded schools. They should be open to all kids who have the willingness to be there, and really, you know, it's the right of all children in India to an education. There was a law passed just about 2 years ago, actually, that specifically said all kids in India have the right to go to school. But the reality is, with 400 million children in India, only about half of them, between the ages of 6 and 14, go to school. And that's really something that, you know, like I said before, Child Rights in New America sees that as a violation of children's rights. You know, if every kid needs that opportunity to better themselves, they need the education is a springboard for their own dreams and their own goals and their aspirations. So.
Now, money that you raise tomorrow and that Cry America raises throughout the United States, how does that help correct the problem?
Well, we take that fund, those funds that are raised, and those go to support projects, like I said, throughout India and the U.S. We partner with local organizations in India. Cry America is kind of like a foundation in that regard, right? We identify local organizations that are working directly with communities that are affected by poverty, that are affected by the different kinds of rights deprivations that we're seeing. And these organizations work closely with the communities to help them to solve their own problems. So, in essence, that could mean, you know, anything from educating the community about the rights that their kids have under Indian law, right? If there's a school that's not accessible to them or that has been shut down because, you know, maybe the teacher doesn't show up regularly, maybe the facilities aren't up to par with how they should be, then they have a right under Indian law. They can go and use the democratic process, you know. I mean, India is a big democracy. We got 1.2 billion people there, so that's a lot of voices there that can speak out. They can go to their elected officials and say, you know, this is a problem. It needs to be corrected so that our kids can get into school.
So in many ways, in always really, this is not about a Band-Aid, but it's about getting to the root cause and trying to make these corrections. I see Sri nodding her head.
I really think Cry and all the other organizations who fight for the rights are giving food for thought to the people, not just a charity. It's food for thought. It's resolving. It's like paying it forward for a better cause. And I think that's identifying the root cause of the problem and learning and making teaching people to fix it. That's what Cry is doing. So I think that's a very great thing to do.
I'm curious, Sri. You clearly had access to a good education. How old were you when you came to the United States?
I was 22.
And is my assumption correct that from your home in India, you were able to get a terrific education? You came here to go to college, right?
Yes, I did.
But to help sort of put things in perspective, do you have a sense of how far away from where you grew up, could you find somebody that would not have access to a good education?
Not very far. The place where I went to undergrad, it was a city. And it was just in the outskirts of the city that there was an orphanage. And the kids were not even orphans. They had parents. The parents were just not able to afford because they didn't have means to earn the livelihood to send the kids to school, so they left them in the orphanage, and the kids just went to a public school nearby.
So you could literally walk from where you grew up. You could walk to be in a community or in a setting where kids were not getting any education or not being given their right to an education.
They were getting an education, but the quality of education matters, right? That is what is missing, and that's what we need to work on. Maybe, like, in the outskirts of the city, it's, like, on a scale of 10, it's, like, a 7 or something. And if you go even further down in remote parts of India, in rural India, you don't get anything. There's a school, but there's no teachers. So that's the kind of thing which we are trying to kind of make people learn that they have the right to education, and they can go seek out to the professionals and seek out to people whom they can actually talk to and, you know, make decisions to bring someone to the school, teach their kids.
That is the voice of Sri Babu, who's a computer scientist here. And Also, Adam McGregor, a computer scientist and also a volunteer with Cry America, I believe, right?
Yes.
What a job. I think it's important to know what you do for a living, too. And Adam McGregor from Cry America is here. The event is tomorrow, July 15th, at Flagstaff Hill in Oakland from 5 forward. It should be a nice day. We're going to have one more song from... Toys du jour, and who's been sounding great. But is there anything else you'd like to mention about tomorrow's event?
Yeah. I mean, it's really going to be a celebration of hope, because one of the things that, you know, we like to stress is that this is, the situation is pretty rough for lots of the folks that we're helping. But there is hope. In 10 years, Cry America has impacted the lives of 400,000 kids
wow.
in India. You know, and that might not sound like a lot, but whenever you consider this is permanent change. You know, these are kids who are empowered to the point, you know, they've got opportunities now that they haven't had before. It's also an opportunity to celebrate the contributions locally of Indian Americans. You know, we've got a great mix of Indian performers, young Indian performers, as well as non-Indian performers. You know, Toys du jour and Jen Gooch are going to be playing tomorrow. It's going to be great. We've got some fantastic side activities. There's going to be jewelry sales. There's going to be a henna artist there to do the sort of temporary tattoos, you know, mm-hmm. that are so popular every year. We got handicrafts. We got face painting for the kids. Carnegie Library is going to be there to do some storytelling. And, you know, we want to thank our sponsors, if I may. Supercuts and PNC Bank and State Farm Insurance have really gone above and beyond the call of duty just to help us out with this year's festival.
And you're gonna stay Asia with a movie at the end of the night too,
that's
right?
True. At sundown we turn things over to Dollar Bank Cinema in the park, and this year they're going to be showing Kung Fu Panda 2, which is a big hit, and we expect you know to have a lot of families come on in there and, you know, hopefully learn a little bit about our cause too.
Sounds terrific. And if you can't make it, you can go to crypittsburgh.org to learn more about the organization. Adam and Sri, thank you for being here. I turned to Joy a few minutes ago of Toys du jour, and I said, is there anything you want to promote? And, you know, what a great answer. You had love and peace and, right?
That's pretty much it. You know, we're here thanks to Adam and Sri putting on this great event tomorrow, and, you know, I definitely personally feel that, you know, privilege consistently exists when rights in other places are displaced, and education is a human right, and it's a global human community, and when we look at our own privilege, you know, I'm in a good space. I'm very happy with my life. And I don't look at my privilege as a guilt thing. I'm very grateful for what I have, and I would like to recommend other people that are grateful for what they have to come share that and to come out to the event tomorrow and see what they can do to help out their friends globally.
It's that's very well said. And do you have anything to add at all?
That was very well.
We're gonna let, and I hope we get you back for a full set and to spend some more time together. It's always great to have the energy you add.
That would be nice.
When we're here, we'll give you a later start time. You know,
get some more sleep.
Get some more sleep. What are you gonna do next?
This is a song called "You Are Beautiful."
And once again, our pleasure to welcome Toys du jour, and our thanks to Adam and Sri, and I hope you'll get a chance to see this wonderful free festival tomorrow starting at 5 o'clock. Food and activities and great music from folks kind of like, in fact, exactly like Toys du jour.
Don't you jump.
Thank you to Toys du Jour, and good luck to Cry America for tomorrow's festival in the park, at Chinle Park. It's 22 minutes now after 9 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade.